It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is time on G&D for your fastest 16 minutes. Let's spin you around the NFL in Week 10. We will start you off with the Giants and the Carolina Panthers. This was the Germany game held early on Sunday morning because morning football is the best. I was up watching like the rest of you were. Bryce Young looks a lot better. I got to give him credit for that. A'shaun Robinson made the play of the game for Carolina, a huge fumble in overtime that set the Panthers up for a second win in as many weeks.
He hands this one off. And it's a fumble. Ball is loose on the opening possession of overtime. And it is recovered by Josie Jewell.
Oh, you feel so bad. He's played such a great game.
Rich Eisen, Kurt Warner on the call, NFL Network. Chuba Hubbard ran for a buck 50 and a touchdown. They were talking about was Tyrone Tracy, ran for 100 yards and a score. Did have that fumble and also had a ball bounce up off of his chest that went for an interception, one of two Daniel Jones picks. Bryce Young, no interceptions, a touchdown, buck 26 on 15 of 25 passing. Two starts in two victories for Carolina the last 2 weeks.
That's the story to me. Not that, you know, the two teams that are terrible that in a game that should not have been played in that location at that time, but the fact that Bryce Young doesn't look completely overwhelmed and overmatched. He doesn't look good. I'm not telling you, I've now seen the things that I saw at Alabama, and I'm so excited about him. But before it, he was unrosterable. Now, of course, you're not going to take him off the roster, but you could not play him in an NFL game. It was that much of a disaster. It doesn't look that way now, so good for him. Good for him for sticking with it.
We've talked too much about the Bears already today, but Patriots 19, Bears 3. Drake May outplaying Caleb Williams. Touchdown in a buck 84 through the air for May. Ramondre Stevenson ran for 74 yards for New England. Leading receiver Austin Hooper, 3 for 64 out of the tight end position. Caleb Williams sacked 9 times by New England in a 16-point win. Patriots are 3-7. Bears are 4-5. After the game, Caleb Williams being asked if he still thinks his head coach is the guy for the job.
Am I confident in my head coach? Yes, I'm confident in my head coach. You know, they brought me here for a reason. They brought all of us here for a reason. As players, when we're in the locker room, we know how good we are. We know how good we can be. And right now, we're not executing. We're not hitting on cylinders. And we have all the confidence in each other, to be honest with you. I've been in some locker rooms, and I'm a young guy, I know, but I've also been in some locker rooms that, you know, you're losing, and it's pretty rough in the locker room. And obviously, after a loss, it's pretty rough.
Gross. What I mean, listen, you get upset by New England; they're professionals too, but not like that. Not that way. Where your offense manages 3 points, you did what you're supposed to do. You held New England under 20. That needs to be a double-digit win. That needs to be a 27-19 kind of win at minimum. They managed 3 measly points. Oh, that's so pathetic and gross.
Bills 30, Colts 20 in Indianapolis. Josh Allen threw for 280, was intercepted twice. Did not have Amari Cooper or Keon Coleman. His leading receiver was Mac Hollins. 4 for 86. Khalil Shakir, 6 catches, 58 yards. James Cook ran 19 times for 80 yards and a touchdown. Allen also plunged in for a score. He is now number 2 all-time to Thurman Thomas on the rushing touchdowns list for the Buffalo Bills, who got a defensive score in this game. Joe Flacco was picked 3 times. Taron Johnson's interception returned 23 yards for a tutty on CBS.
Down and 10. Flacco to the air, and he's picked off. Taron Johnson. Johnson on the return. Johnson at the 10. Johnson at the 5. Takes it in. A pick 6.
Basically a 2020 game after multiple possessions ended in interception early for Flacco, including that pick 6. The Colts were just in a toilet, and they tried to dig their way out and played pretty even. But credit to Buffalo, man. They are still without really the guy that they think is going to be a huge difference maker for them in the receiving game in terms of Amari Cooper, and Coleman is kind of nursing his way back, and they're still chugging right along at 8-2.
I think you got to swallow your pride a bit. Doesn't mean you made the wrong decision at the time. Just going to look terrible. If you're Shane Steichen, I think you got to go back to Anthony Richardson, though, after the way Flacco's played the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If someone's going to throw three picks, I'm going to let my young guy, who can also run for touchdowns and break people's ankles, throw for three picks.
That's how I would do it, too. I mean, this by the way, makes the Flacco of last year that much more miraculous. This is the Flacco I know. It's this guy. It's Sam the Eagle, just incapable of good forward passes.
Vikings beat the Jags in Jacksonville 12-7. Minnesota survived a Sam Darnold stinker. He threw three interceptions a couple of times when they were knocking on the door of points. They got 88 rushing yards from Aaron Jones in this game. TJ Hockenson back big for the Vikings. 8 catches for 72 yards. For the Jags, Mac Jones started, was picked off twice, threw for just 111 yards on 14 of 22 passing with Trevor Lawrence out. Doug Peterson was asked about a Mac Jones pick, and he was not feeling like explaining what went on.
I'm not going to go through the details of the play because you guys wouldn't figure it out, but we'll look at the tape tomorrow and we'll make those corrections.
Seat's getting warmer.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. You get to do that when you're 8-2, and you probably shouldn't do that anyway because it's a jerk way of speaking to people.
Just condescending.
Yeah, it's hard to hear from your high horse up there. What's that, 2-8? It's hard to hear you all the way down there in last place. I wouldn't be looking down on people right now when you're at the bottom of the toilet bowl, sir.
Stunner in Kansas City. The Chiefs survive and beat the Denver Broncos 16-14. Denver outplayed them. Denver should have won the football game, but it was the Chiefs in the end with a blocked field goal who get a win. Bo Nix threw two touchdowns, turnover free ball, 22 of 30. He was outstanding. He's had a pretty strong rookie year, by the way, considering how deep into the draft he went. He was the sixth quarterback, I think it was, off the board. Fifth quarterback? Let's see. Three in the top three, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, right?
McCarthy, and then next.
Sixth quarterback.
Yeah.
In the top 12, that's right. He was taken 12th overall. Wild. He's been very, very good. But it was Kansas City again. They're inevitable. Patrick Mahomes, 266 and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt, their leading receiver with 65 yards. Travis Kelce, 8 for 64, also caught a touchdown in this game. Here was the field goal block. It was a chippy, by the way. 35-yarder. Easy money on CBS until it wasn't.
Kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Take a bow, Kevin Harlan.
Museum, please, for Kevin Harlan. Right away. Just send it.
Al Michaels, you see how it's done?
And
that's how it's done.
Not going to go through. All right, so next week we'll be back. Perfect. Sorry about it. Sorry about the excitement
Someone
of the play.
Someone got their hand on that one.
So I guess it won't be going in. Anyway.
I'm sure I'm the problem, though. People get so upset when I get upset about the Al Michaels calls. That's what it should sound like. Kevin Harlan out here doing work.
Sorry it's exciting. Sorry to bother you. I know it's been a long career and it's been a great one. But it's a big moment. It's a big moment. Rise. Rise.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We called our shot here. Dead cat bounce for the Saints.
Yep.
They fired Dennis Allen. They hire their special teams coach. He tells everyone he clogged the toilet in the morning. They beat the Falcons in the division 20-17. You got to give the assist on this loss to Younghoe Koo. He missed 3 field goals. Mm. Atlanta moved the ball throughout the game. They had 470 yards, 6.5 yards per play. But you miss 3 field goals, going to lose a football game a lot of the time. Drake London, 8 for 97. Bijan Robinson ran for 116. Kirk Cousins threw for 306. For the Saints, Derek Carr, 2 touchdowns, no picks. And Alvin Kamara, the leading rusher, with 55. Breakout game for Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who went for 2 tutties on 3 catches and 109 yards. Robinson ripped off this long touchdown, but it wasn't enough.
Go climb the ladder.
5-inch advantage there on Taylor. A big play to keep this drive going. Now it's Bijan Robinson. Hits the hole. Stays on his feet. Speeds down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Silly Joe Davis on the call with Greg Olsen.
And that dude is good, both Joe Davis and Bijan Robinson. Note on Marquez Valdez-Scantling, a very DeSean Jackson-like 3-for-109 and 2 touchdowns. It's been a disastrous season for Chris Olave, who's eligible to come back in week 15. He, you know, Tua's gotten all the headlines this year with the multiple concussions, you know, through the course of his career. Olave's dealing with something very, very similar. And, you know, your first concern, obviously, is his health and him, whether he comes back or not this year. But it's just another log on the pile of a disastrous Saints season that a guy that was so unbelievably promising has just been derailed that way.
49ers, desperate for a win, got one. At the horn by a field goal, Jake Moody from 44 yards out. He had also missed 3 kicks. It was not a great day for field goal kickers around the NFL. In fact, he had such a bad game that Deebo Samuel went over to him on the sideline and was jawing and yelling at him, so the long snapper got in the way, and then Deebo swatted at the long snapper. I mean, he was swinging on his special teams unit after their 3 misses. Brock Purdy played a heck of a game. Threw for 350 and a couple of scores. Christian McCaffrey was back. Ran for 39 yards, went for 68 on 6 catches as a receiver, 7-for-93 to lead the way through the air. Juwan Jennings, 7 grabs for just shy of 100. But here's your storyline. Ricky Pearsall, 46-yard touchdown, 10 weeks after he was shot, remember, in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Brian Robinson incident right before the start of the season. He is coming on strong for the 49ers at 73 yards in the game.
Together, here's Purdy looking to rip it. Oh, good catch and throws. Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall trying to beat his man to the end zone. And he is in. Touchdown, San Francisco.
That's our guy, Kevin Burkhardt, on the call. Got to give Tampa credit, man. Despite Evans and Godwin being out, Danny, they are in every game. They took the Niners to the mattress.
What I was literally about to say, they have lost 5 of 6. And you're going, oh, they're melting down. They're falling apart.
And they lost 4 in a row, too.
And it's 4 in a row. The only double-digit loss there was to the Ravens in Baltimore. No, actually, that one was at home. But the Ravens, you know, throttled them, but then, you know, they came back a little bit. They've lost a 1-score game to Atlanta, a 1-score game to Kansas City, and a field goal at the horn to San Francisco. So they are, and they're getting their bye week now. There's still an opportunity for them. There's still a road where they could come back in this division, even without Chris Godwin. So it's a tough road, but Giants, Panthers, Raiders out of the bye. After you get some rest, get some guys healthy in theory, maybe Mike Evans comes back. But that team is tough and playing well, other than the fact that they can't stop anybody and they're so beat up.
Nobody's talking about the Chargers in L.A., but they are 6-3. Jim Harbaugh is going to do the thing again where he shows up and the team makes the playoffs right away, it looks like.
Pretty much.
Justin Herbert is not asked to do a whole lot. He barely ever throws the ball. But he's been efficient. He's not turning it over. I saw somewhere he's in the top 5 all-time in interception percentage. He just doesn't throw picks. Threw for 164 and a score. They got 55 yards rushing from Gus Edwards, 50 yards rushing from J.K. Dobbins, the two former Ravens with a Ravens executive who's come over to be the GM in Horowitz. They've got Jim Harbaugh, obviously, John Harbaugh's brother, so it's a whole Baltimore thing they got working there. But it was about the defense, too. And Will Levis, decent line, .175, 2 touchdowns as a passer, but just 17 points for the Titans, and their final touchdown came in the final minute of the fourth quarter in a blowout. So really, they scored 10 in the competitive portion of the game. Justin Herbert likes his new head coach.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. You know, he's the best, and to have a guy like that leading the team, you know, it shows out there. You turn on the tape, and everyone wants to play for him, wants to fight for him, and the guys are playing energetic. They're excited to be out there and they're having fun. I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, he's done such a great job of preparing us and letting us go play free and fast out there. So to have a guy like that leading the charge, it's been awesome.
Leading the charge, you get it? They are 6-3, talking about the Chargers. All they're doing is beating bad teams. That's it. That is the beginning, middle, and end of their season. You do that, you're in the playoffs. Now, they've got Cincinnati, Baltimore coming up, at Atlanta, Kansas City. So they may not be where they are throughout, but their wins are Raiders, Panthers, early Broncos before they started turning the corner, Saints when they were a disaster, Browns, and then Titans. Who impresses you in that group? But that you harvest your nuts, Eddie Jordan style, you end up in the postseason. They're just taking care of business, playing this ground and pound Rex Ryan style.
How about the Cardinals dominating the Jets? The Jets are so bad, Danny.
Yep.
They're so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, 151 yards passing.
Gross.
He has the longest streak without having a 300-yard game of any quarterback in the NFL at this point. They stink.
Which is the wildest thing ever, by
it's
the way.
It's hilarious to watch. They got outgained 406 to 207 in this game. Absolutely destroyed. This was Rodgers after the Jets fell to 3-7. Arizona's 6-4.
We just got to focus on what's in front of us and beat the Colts and then get to the bye and sort some things out. And we got a couple West Coast opponents coming out for 1 o'clock games. And we got one, two, three division games. So, a lot still in front of us.
That rubs people the wrong way. And that kind of plays a little thin when you're that bad. Like, that relaxed thing is awesome when you're like 2-4 and then you have a chance to turn around and you do and all the signs are there. The signs are not there. They got their one dead cat bounce in that game against Houston on Thursday Night Football. Other than that, it has been a tire fire. They are gross, kind of to your point. Offensively, I can't believe it's this bad. They have pieces that I covet. There are players there that everyone in the league would want. Breece Hall, Davante Adams, maybe not the same dude as he was a couple years ago, but that guy can still play. Garrett Wilson is a ballerina catching footballs, an acrobat all over the place. They have pieces that everybody would like to have, and their offense stinks on ice. Stinks.
Speaking of stinking, the Cowboys got beat 34-6.
Hey, come on. You know, it's just mean kicking a team when they're down like that, Grant.
Philadelphia. All over Dallas. This was their tune-up, though, for Washington, unfortunately.
Yeah, they got loose.
They won by 28 points. Jalen Hurts ran for 2 touchdowns.
It's hard to win in the NFL, and they're winning. He deserves credit.
He still has it. And Hurts is going to plunge across for another Eagles touchdown.
That is why Philly's first in the division. Washington is chasing the Eagles in the East. And we got a first-place matchup set for Thursday Night Football.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.